everybody wins. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Lebanon, the refugees are returning. Reporters can see long caravans of cars piled with luggage, negotiating bomb-induced potholes as residents of South Lebanon return to what's left of their villages. And listening to the news, you'd think there were no losers in this war. Israel's leadership says it won by eliminating Hezbollah as a state within a state. Hezbollah says it won by not being eliminated as a state within a state. And, of course, the Lebanese government will win when its army finally marches in and peacefully disarms Hezbollah under the terms of the ceasefire. Everybody wins. Kumbaya. Never has a war had so many winners. And then you see the pictures of the Shia villagers as they see the debris that was once their home. And you're tempted to think that they're the losers in this. But no, through their tears, many of them also claim victory and say that, if anything, they are even more loyal to Hezbollah and will continue to embrace the group that brought them the destruction. Still more winners! And you know what's bound to happen when you have a war that everybody wins? Yeah, everybody's going to want to fight it again so they can win again. And there are indications that preparations for the next fight are already in gear. There are reports that many of those refugees returning to South Lebanon aren't just ordinary refugees. They're Hezbollah fighters who'll be moving back into the undamaged tunnels and bunkers just north of the Israeli border. And they'll get there before the Lebanese army does, and hunker down until it's time for the next war that everybody will win. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.